welcome to our website. We're so glad that you've taken the time to come and have a look at what we've got to say. We believe that what we've got to say is more important than any other message you will read anywhere on the internet. It's the Word of God for our lives today. And you can listen to that Word in the sermons that you can download. You can read that Word in the articles that you'll find throughout the website. You can find out what we believe. You can read the testimonies of the lives of people who've been changed through the Word of God. And you can find out what we're doing to spread that Word to the men and women, not only of our own town, but of our whole country and the whole world. So please do enjoy our website. Ramsbottom is a fascinating place, beginning with its name. When I first heard it, I couldn't believe that this place actually existed. I mean, how can there be any place called Ramsbottom? I'm told it means Valley of Wild Garlic, but I've yet to actually to prove that. More importantly, Ramsbottom is an old mill town. Obviously, all the cotton mills are closed now, but it's reinvented itself as a little tourist centre, and a place where people love to come at the weekends. There's a steam train line called the East Flank Railway that goes right through the middle of the town, and there's a level crossing that often causes serious traffic jams, actually, and frustration to people. But as it happens, our church is right next to that level crossing into the signal box there, so if you come and want to find us, you really can't miss us. There's lots of tea shops in the town, and gift shops, and some excellent local organic shops and butchers and other things. We're just north of Manchester at the bottom of the Rossendale Valley, and if you do want to make a weekend of it, then come and enjoy all the facilities on Saturday, and then of course more importantly come to us on Sunday and hear God's Word and meet His people. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners and fulfill His church. And when the church meets, that is the most important event that takes place in the whole week. And that's why we'd love you to join us for our Lord's Day services on Sundays, 10:30, 6:30, and Wednesdays, 10 o'clock and 7:45. The reason why these services are the most important for us is because in these services we meet as a whole church. There are lots of other things that happen, and we'll tell you about those in a few minutes. But when the whole church meets, God is present in a very special way. And when we meet, particularly for our Lord's Day morning service at 10:30 in the morning, there is a special atmosphere, not generated by any kind of special music or special effects. Our church is very simple, but God the Holy Spirit is present. When we meet with God, that is something quite extraordinary. God has blessed the church with families. And in families, praise God, there are many children. So we're delighted to invite you, or if you're an adult, any of your children, to our youth meetings that take place on Tuesday. That's when Connect Club meets between 7 and 9 every fortnight, and Friday at 6:30, that's for the children of primary school age. And on these occasions, as well as on Lord's Day morning during the service, where there is Sunday school, the children meet and they hear God's Word. The message we give to the children is exactly the same as the message we give to every man, that we are in need of a Saviour, and that Saviour is the Lord Jesus Christ.
We will magnify, we will magnify the Lord enthroned in Zion.
God has called us as a church to be a light in the community where He has placed us. And that's what we seek to do in many different ways. We have Mums and Tots meeting on Thursday morning every week during term time, that's 10 o'clock. And through that, we serve the mums and children of the community. And it really is a tremendous time. If you haven't been to Ramsbottom Evangelical Church's Mums and Tots group, then some would say you haven't been. Come along and see how we do things. No cliques, no special groups. Everybody is welcome in the name of our Lord. We also seek to serve the hospice in Bury, where one or two of our church members have worked in the past as well. And we go there as regularly as they'll have us, and we share the word of God with them, such needy people. We also have open air services, we try to meet people on the streets, we go from door to door, and we invite them.
The beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning.
The church is here for them. It's God's way of calling people to Himself. And we want people to know that they're welcome with us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is the message of the Gospel. It's the message that says God loves the world. God loves every person in the world. God loves you as you listen to this. And God has sent His only Son into the world for people just like you. You might say, how do you know that? You've never met me. No, but God has met you. Because God made you. The problem is that up until this day, you have never recognized God, or loved God, or pleased, or served, or followed God. In other words, you're cut off from God. That's what it means to be a sinner. It means to fail to live up to God's standards. It's like making something and then finding that it isn't what you expected it to be. God has made you. And you haven't turned out as He expected you to be because you haven't loved Him or served Him or followed Him or obeyed Him as you should. Just think of the Ten Commandments and how you've broken them. But listen. Even though you're not what God wants you to be, He loves you. And He sent His only begotten Son into the world to make it possible for people like you to be saved. No more than that. He sent His Son into the world to guarantee so that people like you can know Him and love Him truly. How does that happen? Well, it's all about Jesus, isn't it? He is the perfect man. He is the one who was everything God expected Him to be. He was loving kind. He was generous. He was fair. He was righteous. He always spoke the truth. He always did what was good. He always cared for others. He never committed adultery. He never stole and He never lied. Most of all, He loved His Father. And He kept His Father's law. And He worshipped His Father, followed His Father, obeyed His Father, kept His Father's special day holy every week. And He did that perfectly for 33 years. And then He gave Himself to a cross. Why did He do that? He's the eternal Son of God. He didn't need to die. He didn't have to die. He chose to die. And He died in place of those who will believe in Him. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, gave Him to that cross to suffer and die as a punishment for sin. For sins like your sins. For people like you. So that if you will believe, then He is willing to to save you from the consequences of your sin, which is his judgment, and to make you right with him. And then to turn you into the kind of person he meant you to be in the beginning. Do you regret what you've done? Are you sorry for how you've lived? Are you aware of how you have failed God? Listen. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him, that person will not perish, but have everlasting life. Not just life that goes on forever, wonderful though that may be, but a new quality of life, a life in Jesus. You know, elsewhere in the Bible it says that if we love and obey Jesus, one day we will be like him. Do you want to be perfect? Perfect love, perfect beauty, perfect kindness, perfectly pleasing to God. Then come to Jesus. Confess your sin. Believe in him. Trust him. Follow him. Obey him. He will receive you. And when you do, you'll want to be a part of the church. So come to the church. Ours or any local church that preaches this precious gospel, come and hear the word. And through the word, you too can live.